Well, about 1 hour ago, I got a phone call from a mother, and she said her five-year-old had a question for me. So I said, put him on. And so the question was, Father, why is it called Good Friday when it's so sad? And I said to him, well, you know, yes, it is sad that Jesus died on the cross, but I said it was good because Jesus opened the gates of heaven, Jesus redeemed the world, and Jesus saved us from our sins. I said, does that make sense? He said, yes, Father, thank you very much. So we made a five-year-old very happy. And if a five-year-old's happy, everybody in the family's happy, right? So there's a lot of wisdom. Maybe one day he'll grow up to become a theologian. Now he understands why it's called Good Friday. Think of all the good that Jesus did for us by saving us from our sins and opening the gates of heaven and redeeming the world. And Good Friday also helps us to understand the question that millions of people ask, why do we suffer? Why does God allow evil to happen in this world? And does God know what it's like to suffer? Well, Good Friday gives us the answer to those questions. See, Jesus is the incarnation of the Father's love for us. And the passion of Christ is the proof of God's love for us. So as Scripture says, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. So does God know what it's like to suffer? Yes, he does. Because God became man. God became a little tiny baby born in Bethlehem. And then he grew, then he underwent his suffering and his death for each one of us. So God does know what it's like to suffer. And we could have a right to complain had not God become incarnate. If God had stayed up there in the heavens and we're down here experiencing difficulties and suffering, and if God had never become man, we would have a right to complain. But since God became man, he shared our suffering. And the Lord's whole life was really a proof of God's love for us, the incarnation. We think that there's hardly anything we could experience in our life that the Lord did not experience in his life. So he does know what it's like. For example, many people going through tough financial times these days, experiencing hardship and poverty. Did the Lord ever experience that? He certainly did. In fact, the Lord was born in poverty. He was not even born in a nice inn. He was born in a manger. He was born in poverty, laid on a bed of straw, placed in a manger, a feeding trough for where animals would eat out of. So the Lord experienced the poverty of his birth. Our Lady and Saint Joseph could not even afford a lamb. They had to offer up a pair of pigeons or two turtle doves. Does God know what it's like to have to flee your homes like many people have had to do in Africa during the genocides where people are exiled or where they become refugees? Yes, the Lord experienced that as well. He had to flee from King Herod. They had to, of course, leave their home of Nazareth to go to Bethlehem for the census. And they stayed in Bethlehem, then, of course, where the Lord was born there. Then they heard that King Herod was after the Christ child, so they had to leave everything. They had to go into Egypt for a couple of years. So the Lord knows what it's like to be hunted down, almost as a criminal, to be a refugee, to be in exile, to have to live in a foreign land. Does the Lord know what it's like to lose a loved one, perhaps a parent? Well, we know that Saint Joseph, his foster father, died sometime between when Jesus was 13 and 30. So yes, perhaps the Lord was 16 or 18 years old when he lost his foster father, Saint Joseph. So the Lord, again, knew what it was like to lose a loved one. In fact, John the Baptist, his close friend and certainly his cousin, he was killed when the Lord was perhaps 30 years of age. So he also experienced the grief of losing a loved one, John the Baptist, in that cruel way of being beheaded. So the Lord knows what it's like to, again, be a refugee, to be in exile, to be hunted down like a criminal. What about being misunderstood? Yes, the Lord is misunderstood by many of his relatives and associates who misunderstood him. Does God know what it's like to be abandoned by friends? Yes, the Lord was even betrayed by one of his own disciples. He was denied 3 times by one of his closest disciples. Peter denied him. So the Lord knows what it's like to be abandoned by friends, to be betrayed even by those closest to him. What has the Lord ever experienced? Hunger. Because many people throughout the world experience famine or hunger. Yes, the Lord for 40 days experienced hunger in the desert. Does the Lord know what it's like to experience thirst? Well, on the cross, when somebody is being crucified, they experience tremendous thirst because of the loss of blood. So yes, the Lord knows what it's like to experience a thirst which was hard for us even to imagine. Or what about nakedness? Yet Jesus had his garments stripped of him. What about being in prison? Yes, the Lord was imprisoned before his trial. What about when we experience a headache? Does God know what it's like to experience a headache? Well, what about that crown of thorns? So Bishop Sheen had this beautiful meditation. He said that when you look at the sufferings of Jesus, Jesus, again, experienced things that we go through in our everyday life, and we can then unite our sufferings to Jesus on the cross, and then our sufferings become redemptive and become sanctifying. We can unite them to Jesus in reparation for our sins and the sins of the world. But then Bishop Sheen also looked a little deeper into the different sufferings of Christ, and he said that the Lord paid the price for the sins of each and every person. For example, when he was scourged at the pillar, Jesus was offering reparation to the Father and redeeming the world for all the sins of the flesh, all the sins of immorality, all the sins of impurity that are committed by people throughout the world, from all the way from the time of Adam and Eve until the end of time. When Jesus was mocked and spit upon and crowned with thorns, he was redeeming the world of all the sins of pride, all the sins that come through the thought. When Jesus was blindfolded, he was redeeming the world for all the sins of envy and vanity. When Jesus carried the cross, he was making up for all those who shirked their responsibilities, who threw off their responsibilities of the daily duties of their state in life. When Jesus had nails driven through his hands and feet, he was redeeming the world for all the sins of greed and avarice and selfishness. When Jesus fell and then got up, he was redeeming the world for all of those that give into the sins of sloth and laziness. When Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Yes, he was quoting Psalm 22, which is a great psalm of ultimately of triumph. But he was also, Bishop Sheen says, making reparation for all the sins of atheism and agnosticism, for all those who deny or doubt the existence of God. When Jesus experienced hunger and thirst, he was making up for the sins of gluttony and drunkenness. And when Jesus' heart was pierced by the lance, he was redeeming the world of all of the false loves, for all those who love other things besides the Lord. And so in summary, Bishop Sheen said that the Passion of Cross and Good Friday is God's love letter to the world, and that Jesus' skin was the parchment and his blood was the ink.